great mercy of our beloved Srila Prabhupada, we are now sitting in the house of Raghava Pandit. Some of the most miraculous transcendental pastimes of the spiritual world were enacted here. It is very difficult to speak these very glorious subjects because of our unlimited disqualification. However, for the purification of our hearts, we try to serve one another by repeating this divine message. Please listen very attentively. This particular episode of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela has the power to transform people's hearts in a miraculous way. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was called by Lord Chaitanya to sit in a private place in Puri. In a private place, Lord Chaitanya spoke to Lord Nityananda. I have taken a vow to deliver the sinful, fallen, fools and rascals in this age of Kali. You are sitting here in Puri like a silent sage. I want you to go to Bengal, and like a wild man, I want you to preach the message of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Without discrimination, I want you to give love of God to the drunkards, to the fools, to the atheists, to the sinful rascals. You go now to Bengal. I will give you our best associates. Lord Nityananda Prabhu took that order of his master on his head. Some of the associates that left Puri for Bengal along with Lord Nityananda Prabhu were Ramdas Abhiramdas, Gadadhar Das, Purandar Pandit, Parameshwar Pandit, Krishna Das, Sundarananda, Udharandat, very great personalities. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains what their trip to Bengal was like. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so intoxicated with Harinam Sankirtan that all of his devotees were chanting and dancing with such enthusiasm that they completely forgot where they were, who they were, what they were. They forgot everything. They only knew one thing, that Krishna is none different than his holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
They were tasting the nectar of Harinam Sankirtan. Right from the very beginning of their procession, Ramdas, he became so ecstatic in the mood of a cowherd boy that he stood in a threefold bending form as if he was playing a flute, motionless for 9 hours. And all the devotees were just dancing around him, loudly chanting the holy name. they started traveling. They traveled about 8 miles in a half hour. This is how they were dancing. However, they went the wrong direction. Instead of going north, they went south. After some time, they asked somebody on the road, which is the way to the Ganga? Said the road is, the Ganga? Which is the way to the Ganga? Hi, you're going the wrong direction. It's 6 hours that way, the road to the Ganga. So they smiled, and they just continued their kirtan. They found somebody else on the side of the road. My friend, my brother, which is the direction to the Ganga? Hi! It's 20 hours that way, the road to the Ganga. You're going the wrong direction. They smiled. They laughed. They danced. They chanted the holy name. Gadadhar Das, in the mood of a gopi, was carrying a pot of water on his head, crying out to everyone he'd see, does anyone want to buy yogurt? Who will buy yogurt? And two of the associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they were so much in the mood of cowherd boys, they were climbing trees and yelling, hi, and jumping from the tree. Purandar Pandit, he climbed up a tree and said, I am Angada! And then he jumped from the tree. And all the devotees, they were just in ecstasy, chanting the holy names. Where is the Ganga? Hi! You're going the wrong direction. Somehow or other, they made it to Bengal. Nobody knows how, but they appeared in Bengal, and they came to the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to this place, he roared in ecstasy. He turned to the three brothers, Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh, and ordered them to sing kirtan. When these three brothers sang sweet songs about the pastimes of Vrindavan, anyone whose hearts would hear it would melt in devotion. There was no one in all of creation who could sing in the way that they sing. Was so sweet. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, it was one of his favorite pastimes to have these three brothers lead kirtan. He would dance. How he would dance. So blissfully he would dance. On this particular day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was dancing ecstatically. Then he began to glance upon his associates. That glance was so filled with love that it penetrated the devotees' hearts and they became mad with Krishna Prema. Seeing his devotees in that condition, Lord Nityananda Prabhu walked up to the altar and sat on the deity's throne. Then he told the devotees to perform for him an abhisheka. Devotees were very happy. This was a very rare opportunity. They came together and went to Ganga, filtered the water, added very, very expensive fragrances to the water. Then they brought it back and started pouring that water on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's head. As the kirtan was going on, Nityananda Prabhu was simply smiling in bliss as they offered thousands and thousands of pots of Ganga water for the Abhishekam of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Then they dried him with fine cloth. They anointed his body with oils. They began to draw beautiful pictures on his body, on his limbs, with chandan and various other types of colors. Then they put fine garments upon him and garlands of Madhavi flowers, Malati flowers, Malika flowers, garlands of Tulsi leaves. He was sitting there, very, very much reciprocating with the devotee's love. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed an extraordinary pastime. He looked to Raghava Pandit while sitting here, where we're sitting today. He said, "Bring me a garland of kadamba flowers. I love to be in groves of kadamba trees. I want a kadamba flower mala." Raghava Pandit said, "But my lord, it's not the season for kadamba flowers. And besides that, we don't have kadamba trees." Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "Go in your garden and see. Go see, maybe there's some kadamba flowers." Raghava Pandit came into his garden. He saw something that astounded his heart. On a lime tree, there was dozens and dozens of perfectly bloomed, peerless, fragrant kadamba flowers. Anyone who would even see one of those kadamba flowers would be free from material miseries forever. He quickly collected all the kadamba flowers and made an extraordinary garland and placed it before Nityananda Prabhu, who put it around his neck. After this, another miracle took place. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed an extraordinary pastime. He looked to Raghava Pandit while sitting here, where we're sitting today. He said, "Bring me a garland of kadamba flowers. I love to be in groves of kadamba trees. I want a kadamba flower mala." Raghava Pandit said, "But my lord, it's not the season for kadamba flowers. And besides that, we don't have kadamba trees." Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "Go in your garden and see. Go see, maybe there's some kadamba flowers." Raghava Pandit came into his garden. He saw something that astounded his heart. On a lime tree, there was dozens and dozens of perfectly bloomed, peerless, fragrant kadamba flowers. Anyone who would even see one of those kadamba flowers would be free from material miseries forever. He quickly collected all the kadamba flowers and made an extraordinary garland and placed it before Nityananda Prabhu, who put it around his neck. After this, another miracle took place. The entire atmosphere was permeated by a fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers. It was mystical, because Dhammanaka flowers do not grow in Bengal. They grow in Puri. Devotees' hearts were charmed by this fragrance. Lord Nityananda Prabhu asked them, "Can you tell me what is this fragrance in the air?" The devotees replied, "It is the smell of Dhammanaka flowers." "Now listen carefully," Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "and I will tell you a great secret. Hearing your chanting, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here just to see you dance. He's come in the form of a tree, and each and every one of his limbs is fragrant like the Dhammanaka flower. What you are smelling is the limbs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come here today to see you dancing and to hear you chanting Krishna's holy names. Now, forget all your material attachments. Forget your homes. Forget yourselves. Forget everything. Completely absorb yourself for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in chanting the holy names of Krishna."
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
They all began to dance ecstatically. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then came upon a golden throne that the devotees offered for him. He began to cast his glance upon the devotees. That glance had the power to transform devotees' hearts to have the same type of love as the gopis of Vrindavan, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. He glanced on one devotee. That devotee became so mad, he climbed a tree. Then he started dancing on the tree. He started dancing on the branch of the tree. Then he went right to the very end of the twigs where the finest flowers are, and he was dancing there, and he didn't fall down. The Lord glanced upon another devotee. That devotee became so ecstatic. He just started roaring like thousands of lions, roaring, "Hari, Hari!" Then he climbed up to the top of a high, high tree and jumped down. "Hari, Hari!" Dancing. Another devotee, touched by the glance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, became so ecstatic. Actually, several devotees, they just, in their dancing, they were uprooting trees and throwing them in all directions. Some devotees, so ecstatic that they uprooted 5 to 7 trees at one time, holding 7 betel nut trees in their arms, they were dancing in ecstasy while chanting the holy name. Whoever upon he glanced, all the ecstatic symptoms manifested in their body. There was weeping, there was trembling, there was standing of hair on end, there was faltering of the voice, there was changing colors of the body. Such an ecstatic kirtan. Nityananda Prabhu was glancing upon some of the devotees. They were so ecstatic that their ecstasy caused their clothes to fall off, and they didn't even know it. They were so absorbed in chanting the holy name. The devotees were rolling on the ground, roaring, "Hari, Hari!" whoever he glanced upon, that devotee became all-knowing. He began to speak eloquently, and every devotee turned in their bodily features more beautiful than Kamadev himself simply by being touched by the glance of Lord Nityananda. And in this incredible spirit of ecstasy, they were all chanting Hare
Krishna.
During this incredible kirtan, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's glance became so empowered that whoever he touched with his eyes, they would fall unconscious immediately. So as he looked across the room, all the devotees were falling down unconscious. It appeared to be like a hurricane going through a grove of banana trees. Anyone these devotees touched due to their being blessed by the glance of Nityananda Prabhu became ecstatic in love of God, began to dance and chant. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! Every single desire that came to the heart of any devotee was immediately fulfilled during that kirtan. This kirtan continued for 3 months. No one slept. No one ate. No one drank. For 3 continuous months, everyone was dancing continuously in ecstasy, loudly chanting. The devotees simply forgot their bodies. Another miracle took place. Although this was a 3-month kirtan, it seemed to pass like a single moment for all of the participants. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu requested that his body be decorated with ornaments. Suddenly, the most celestial ornaments just appeared in the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati. Gold and silver, emeralds, jewels, pearls. They were offering them to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He put minimum 1 ring on all of his 10 fingers. There were necklaces and earrings and armlets and bracelets and ankle bells, waistbands. They decorated his head with very, very fine cloth turban, put very beautiful decorative ornaments upon that. He was holding 2 iron maces, which for some they could see that they were a plow and a club. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was accepting the love and the devotion of his devotees in the most wonderful, wonderful, unparalleled way. And as he was sitting there, giving his darshan, glancing upon each devotee, they were continuously intoxicated with the holy name, dancing and dancing and dancing. Sometimes during the kirtan, Lord Nityananda Prabhu would take 1 devotee at a time and put him in the middle, and that 1 devotee would dance, and everyone would stand around that devotee watching, encouraging him by loudly chanting the Hare
Krishna.
They took the kirtan out of the house of Raghava Pandit into the streets. They saw some small children. Nityananda Prabhu glanced upon them Should I tell what happened? These children became mad with love of Krishna. Small little children. They began to roar the holy names out loud. These children were dancing and dancing and dancing. Some of these small children, they gained power like and energy like mad lions. Just roaring, they just start dancing with trees and uproot them and throw them long distance. The parents were calling them home, but they did not come. This kirtan, the children were just dancing in the forests and in the villages for 1 month. Small children didn't go home. Didn't eat anything for 1 month. Didn't sleep. Didn't drink even a drop of water. They were simply tasting the nectar of the holy name. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased with these children, he accepted them like his own sons. He would embrace them. After the month kirtan, he would feed them prasad with his own hands. Sometimes in a playful way, he would hit them. Sometimes he would tie them up. And then he would laugh. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So in this way, kirtan is eternally being enacted in Sri Raghava Pandit's house. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly someday be touched by the glance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna so he wants to see you. Today we entered into a little understanding of what happens when Krishna mercifully sees us. From here, Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Gadadhar Das's house. Same devotees followed him. Ecstatic kirtan. Gadadhar Das was... He opened the doors to his home and wonderful kirtan was taking place there. Because Gadadhar Das was touched by the glance of Nityananda Prabhu, he became such an ecstatic, fearless preacher. That village is just across the Ganga from here. Gadadhar Das knew that the governor of that village was a Qazi who hated Hindus. He outlawed any type of public ceremony of the Hindus. He would punish them severely. Plunder their property, he would take away the caste of anyone who practiced Hinduism in public. He was such a demon, such a violent, horrible person, that if the breeze that touched him were to touch somebody, they would immediately jump in the Ganges to purify themselves. Wherever he would go, people would run for their lives in fear if they just heard that he was near. One night, Gadadhar Das was so intoxicated in Sankirtan, he ran right into the Qazi's house. And he screamed out in a loud voice, "You rascal Qazi! You chant the holy names of Hari, or I will cut off your head at this moment." Qazi heard this. He woke him up.
became angry as fire. He came running to the scene of the crime. Meanwhile, the Kazi's guards and superintendents were so shocked by Gadadhar Das, they just sat down and watched. Kazi came running out. But when he saw Gadadhar Das, he was so peaceful, so gentle, so full of love. The Kazi became peaceful. He said, "Gadadhar, what are you doing here so late at night? You should go home." Gadadhar, empowered with the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, fearlessly spoke. He said, "Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are the Supreme Lord. They have descended in this world to give what no other incarnation has ever given. They have come to give pure love of Krishna through the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. Everyone in the world is chanting the names of Hari with the exception of you. I have come to tell you at this moment you should become free from all your sins by chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then Kazi responded. "Gadadhar, it's late at night. Go home. Tomorrow I'll chant Hari Hari." "Ah, you chanted Hari Hari! From your mouth came the name Hari Hari! It's too late! You said it! You are free from your sins! You will become a devotee!" After saying this, Gadadhar Das was so happy. He started in the Kazi's house. He just started dancing and dancing and dancing while loudly chanting Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Gadadhar Das, he would play with snakes, he would ride on tigers. He was completely fearless, and anyone he touched would become influenced by pure devotional service. Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Every year, the devotees of Bengal would go to Jagannath Puri. One particular year was very special. Raghava Pandit and his sister, Damayanti, they decided to cook very, very, very excellent prasad for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the spiritual world of Braja, Raghava Pandit is a gopi named Danishta, and his sister, Damayanti, is Gunamala Gopi. Their eternal service for Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world is to cook for them. So they descended into this world to cook, especially for the pleasure of the Lord. Just next to the altar, in that room, is the kitchen. That is where Damayanti and Raghava Pandit would prepare their bhoga to offer to Lord Chaitanya. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami informs us that Radharani personally lived in that kitchen. And whenever they would cook, she would prepare the food through their hands. Therefore, everything tasted like nectar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that they would prepare many, many items. And they would put them in small cloth bags and seal that bag. Then several small cloth bags, they put in a larger cloth bag and seal that bag. Meticulously, they were performing this service. Krishnadas Kaviraj says,
those bags were so famous amongst the devotees and so sacred that any true Vaishnava who hears the content of those bags will cry in ecstatic love. There was a very dear friend of Raghava Pandit who was also from Paniyati. His name was Makaradvajakara. He was the superintendent who would oversee of the carrying of the bags all the way from here to Puri. They had three full-time assistants who were just carrying the bags. When they arrived in Puri, Raghava Pandit gave those bags to Govinda, the assistant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so many devotees were bringing offerings that they had prepared in Bengal for Lord Chaitanya. And Govinda would offer them to Lord Chaitanya, but each time he would offer, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "Store them, I will take later." So after so many weeks went by, the whole corner of a room was filled with enough prasad that hundreds of men could eat. Govinda was feeling very much disturbed in his mind because each devotee was asking, "How did the Lord like my preparations?" And he had to tell lies to them so that they wouldn't feel bad. Weeks went by. He hasn't touched your preparation. It's sitting in the corner of the room. How could he tell a devotee that? So one day, with a disturbed mind, he approached Lord Chaitanya and said, "Please, what am I supposed to do? They're asking me. I don't want to lie to devotees." Lord Chaitanya said, "You should give up your foolish unhappiness. Bring all the prasad here now." So Govinda brought the room full of prasad to Lord Chaitanya. He was giving him the preparations, and Lord, he was saying, "This was cooked by Advaitacharya. This was cooked by Srivas Thakur. This was cooked by Acharya Ratna. This was brought by Shivananda Sen and his wife." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a single sitting, ate what 100 men could not eat. Then the Lord asked, "Is there anything else?" He said, "The only thing left is the bags of Raghava Pandit." Lord Chaitanya said, "I will not take them now. You give them to me tomorrow." The next day, he brought the bags of the prasad prepared by Raghava Pandit and Damayanti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one little tiny piece of each preparation. Then he packed it, and then he told Govinda, "For the next 1 year, bring me a bag to eat." It was Lord Chaitanya's regulation for that whole year that every meal he would take something from Raghava Pandit's bags. And even 1 year later, the content of those bags was as fresh and tasteful as if it was cooked seconds before. That is the power of the devotion of Raghava Pandit and Damayanti. They had such a personal feeling for the Lord when they cooked for him. They would cook opulent preparations in one bag, and then in the next bag, they cooked digestive preparations, thinking if he ate that, he must have indigestion, so he should have this. Everything was so personal, cooked with such love. And since that time amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas, these bags have become famous as Raghaveri Jali. every year they would bring these bags of prasad to Sri Chaitanya. The standard in which Raghava Pandit worshipped these deities, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally glorified. One time in Puri, he was telling the devotees about the love of Raghava Pandit. How he worships this deity of Madan Mohan with such personal care and attention, only wanting the very best for the Lord. The tendency is, with deity worship, is to become impersonal. Idol worship is when you're just doing things ritualistically. But when it's actually done in a personal sense of love, according to the proper guidance of the Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then it's worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes our tendency is just to get it done for the sake of getting it done. This offering, this preparation is supposed to have pakoras and chutney and puris and two sabjis and sweet rice. So this is what it is. I'll somehow or other, I'll fill the quota and everything's on the plate, send it up. Hare Krishna. I did it. Everything's there. Send it up. Everything being there is necessary. But what's in each preparation? That's what the Lord tastes. How much personal devotion? How much feeling? How much care? This is an important, this is very important story for all devotees. Because we're all worshiping the Lord in various ways in our life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Raghava Pandit with such ecstasy. He said, one time Raghava Pandit, he went a long distance away to get a special type of coconut, even though right in his own garden he had thousands of coconuts growing. Still, there was a better type. So he went all the way at great expense to get those coconuts, because only the best for Krishna. The coconuts, the way he would serve the coconuts is he would cut them and clip them, and then he would give them, he would bring it on the altar so they could drink the coconut juice. After they would complete the coconut juice, he would bring the coconuts out and he would cut them open more and take out the pulp. The pulp of the coconut, and he would put that on a plate and he would serve that. But this one particular time, very costly coconuts from a distant place, he had his pujari prepare it nicely. The pujari, the Damayanti and Raghava Pandit prepared it. The pujari was bringing it on the altar, and Raghava Pandit happened to see that the pujari touched the top part of the doorway. Then he touched the plate. Raghava Pandit says, stop! Stop the offering! You touch the door, and then you touch the plate. He took those coconuts and threw them over the wall. Not suitable for my Krishna. My Thakurji only deserves the best. Then they went all the way back to get new coconuts, and all the way. Great expense, a great time. The reason is, Raghava Pandit was thinking that people walk in and out of the altar and there is a small possibility that some breeze may touch dust that has touched the feet of someone and it may have taken it to the top of the door. And if there is any dust from the feet of anyone else on that door, then that person touched it. He contaminated the offering. It cannot be offered to Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, this may sound like it's some sort of a madness of cleaning phobia. There are people who are really, really afraid of
diseases, afraid of bacteria, afraid of germs. But this was not Raghava Pandit. He was regularly drinking water right out of the Ganga. He was not afraid of bacteria or germs. But he was very much attentive that only the purest offerings could be given to his deity of Srimad Dharmavan. It was an expression of his love. It was not fanaticism. It was ecstatic love. This is the Samadhi Mandir of Raghava Pandit. Here is the deity of Sri Madan Mohan, original deity worshipped by Raghava Pandit and Damayanti. On this side is the kitchen where the transcendental leela of the cooking for Lord Chaitanya would take place, and Madan Mohan. And over on this side is where they would store the bags, the Raghaveri Jali room, where they would store the bags, and from there they would carry down to Jagannath Puri. So at this time, we should have a very ecstatic kirtan. This is the last kirtan of the yatra. And considering the story we have just told, unfortunately, we do not have 3 months. Maybe fortunately, we don't have 3 months. We become thirsty, we become hungry, we become tired, even while chanting the holy names. See, Maharaj is looking at his watch. But these devotees, they would forget what is time. They were not in this world. We should pray that we can have this attachment to the chanting of the holy names. This place represents pure, unalloyed devotional service. Service to the Lord, service to the devotees, and ecstatic chanting of the holy names. Let us pray here at the lotus feet of Damayanti Devi and Raghava Pandit that we may develop a genuine personal approach to our devotional service, both to the Lord and His devotees. Do not get trapped into the mind's conditioning to see our philosophy or the activities of Krishna consciousness as formalities, rituals. But everything we do in Krishna consciousness is actually form to facilitate expressing our love and devotion toward the Lord and His devotees. In this spirit we should cook, we should clean, we should preach, we should read. All of our activities should be in this spirit. In this spirit, we should approach the holy names.